Today on Bridges, we are talking about overcoming obstacles and heartaches. Welcome to Bridges. I'm Monica Schmelter, where we bring you hope for the journey. And if there is ever a family that could bring you hope for the journey, it's the Tripp family. And today I have Pastor Shanda Tripp and her daughter Hannah with me here today. Pastor Shanda, welcome.
Thank you for having us. We love you so much, Monica. We love CTN.
Thank you. Yes. And we love you guys. The Tripp family has been so much a part of CTN and Christian TV. And Hannah, I'm delighted to have you.
It's good to be here.
This is your first time, isn't it, on Bridges?
Yes. Oh, it is.
Your debut.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's your debut appearance.
It's good to be here.
And so you all, the three generations,
yes,
wrote this book, She Was Healed. Edith Tripp, the late Edith Tripp, who's been so much a part of CTN, participated with you in writing this.
Yes, she did, yes.
So when you write a book, She Was Healed, and we talk about Pastor Shanda overcoming heartache, your family has really been on the front lines of that. Losing your husband, Pastor Rob?
Yes, yes. So my in-laws, just in case, just to kind of connect the dots, are Laverne and Edith Tripp, who have been pioneers in Christian television kind of across the board and just dearly loved the founders of this network and worked closely, I guess, for many, I think
That's
even
right.
before I came along. Rob and I got married in 2000. So, yes, my husband, Rob Tripp, we founded the Fireplace Fellowship in Hendersonville, Tennessee. And so we've got to participate in a lot of things here with this station.
That's right.
And my mother in love and I, Edith, had talked about writing a book for quite a while. You know how that is. You just have ideas for a while. And as Hannah got older, it's obvious she has a gift to write. So Edith always said, you know, and she said, I want to help Hannah. And so, you know, let's do it. More than just the idea we kicked around. She was like, yeah, I see a gift in Hannah and I want to help her.
Wow.
And that's the only book she's ever contributed to.
Wow.
Especially in what I'd call the heyday of their ministry. She was asked several times to write a book, and she never would because her famous quote is, I don't feel led. So she just never did. And so she wrote three chapters, and she tells stories that she had never told before, some never told before publicly. And she wrote most of it via text.
Wow.
She would speak text into the cell phone. Voice text,
So she would say, Hannah, can you turn this into a sentence? And it's like, sure.
So we got it done.
She was giving you a lot of experience.
Right.
So we got it done, and we had it finished in October of 2021.
Wow.
And my husband went in the hospital and ultimately went into cardiac arrest, was in the hospital for 30 days, ultimately went to be with the Lord December the 8th of 2021. And then 71 days later, February 17th, Edith went home to be with the Lord. That's just what happened. And everybody wants to know why she died, how she died, all of that. We go in detail because I then wrote an epilogue, it's called, at the end of the book to kind of update what had happened since we had written the book. But she went home to be with the Lord and her son. That's why she was not horribly sick, you know, no big long thing. She just, in fact, we were supposed to go out and eat the day she died.
Oh my goodness.
I talked to her Thursday evening and we were going to go out after Lawson got out of school, my son, and my brother-in-law, Terry, you know very well, calls me the next morning. Well, actually, one of the kids come flying to the door. Uncle's trying to call you. And I'm like, what? You know, he says, Mom's gone. What?
No.
Yeah, that was it. That's what I said. Yeah. And then I'm like, you're kidding. He said, well, I wouldn't kid about that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
She's gone.
And, you know, there's no easy or right way to say something like
that.
But when I think of your family and like when I heard that news, Pastor Shanda,
shocking.
Like my heart just went out to you. It's like to lose your dear husband and 71 days later to lose your mother in love.
Who was the best.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Everybody loves Edith.
Everybody. And the only thing, the message I want to get out about her is she really was as great as what you see on TV. There's some people who connect well on TV, but once you meet them, you're like,
She was great on stage and off stage.
She was who she really was all the time.
Always. Yeah. Every contact I ever had with her, whether that was on the Bridges set or wherever else, kind, funny, and she would say things like, you know, I only have the marriage and the family that I have today because I prayed. You know, she was a woman of
faith.
Very
strong, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah, to think that she wanted to help you develop your writing talent, what...
Isn't that a gift?
What a grandma, what a legacy for you. Mm-hmm. What was it like for you to turn her text into sentences and...
I would have to send it back and make sure I knew what she was saying. I would say, oh, are you sure this is right? But it was an honor. It was an honor that this is the only book that is left. I'm glad that it was with us. But it was definitely an experience, but I'm thankful for it.
But really at the time, it was just kind of another day,
right.
Not knowing.
Right, of course.
What a treasure.
No, I didn't think anything about it, but... Yeah.
What a treasured time. With a treasured
But writing a book over voice text, I don't recommend.
Right.
I wouldn't think that would be like the ideal way. But it really is three generations of women inspiring women to overcome.
To overcome. Amen.
And I have to ask you, Pastor Shanna, because the title is She Was Healed.
She Was Healed.
And I know that some people are going to think, but... Pastor Rob, he went to be with the Lord, and Edith went to be with the Lord, and you're still talking about healing.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is.
Believe me, I struggled. The first few months, it was like, could I even dare get the book out? Yeah. It was already at the publisher, so now I got to get it back from the publisher and do an epilogue and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Can I even do it? You know, right. I was like, how do you even write this last chapter? And of course you can't help but question God, and I don't think there's anything wrong with asking God questions.
Of course,
right?
Not.
It's just when we get into, and it is a temptation to blame God.
Right.
That's where we got to stay out of that.
That's
we
right.
have to trust
Amen.
That He knows. Amen.
That's right.
So Edith Tripp, if she was here today or if she could speak to us from heaven, she would want us still to know
yes.
that Jesus is the healer. She's known for singing Healing Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's
a healer.
Right.
No one ever cared for me like Jesus. She was born dead. Then she would go on to marry Laverne together. They had documented over 2 million souls that they won to the Lord, not counting what came through Christian TV.
Oh my goodness. And when Laverne and Edith would come to a CTN telethon, mm-hmm.
With
Bob DeAndre, the volunteers couldn't get all of the
amazing?
Phone calls.
Isn't that awesome?
He would just start telling the story, and the phones just ring and ring and ring. One salvation after another, one prodigal coming home.
Yes.
All of that, whenever he spoke. And Edith, of course, was by his side and singing.
100%. And it was like the perfect marriage between Laverne and Edith and Christian TV. Men like Brother Bob, who had the vision to raise up the network, and then the testimony and all of that to win the souls. It was just, God was in it for that entire lifespan of that generation. So what a heritage we have. But so now I'm sitting here and I have to make a decision. Is Jesus really the healer? And the answer is yes, he is.
Yes,
because
he
it's not based on my experience or your experience or grandma's experience or what I heard somebody say.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on the word of God.
That's right.
God's word. Jesus said it. We believe it. And the book is actually taken from the woman with the issue of blood. The only time in the scripture where those three words are said is when she touched him, she was healed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So that puts it on us. So the whole premise of the book, we tell different testimonies, but she's the one who made the decision for when her miracle was going to happen. It was not on the agenda of Jesus that day to seek her out and to heal her. Mm-hmm. She had to make a decision. So,
yeah.
I've had to make a lot of decisions.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I think for each of us, she was healed. We have to decide that we believe the word of God over our experience, over all of those things, and trust when it doesn't go the way
go the way you think,
that God is still God. That's real faith.
That's
right,
real
Hannah?
Faith.
Right. What other option do you have? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, you know, and that's when a lot of people, right, they get discouraged and they walk away. But I would say, don't do that.
And then their life is worse.
Yes.
It doesn't get better when you walk away. That's a lie from the enemy or from yourself. It doesn't get better.
Right.
I actually had, it was someone doing my nails, to be honest, for Rob's funeral, who, she's super sweet, but just wouldn't let me know she had a doctor who would give me whatever medication, and that she had dealt with another widow who had gotten said medication and said, you know, it really helped her. But after the first year when she came off the medication, she still had to go through the grieving process. So it just kind of pushed the whole thing, but it did keep her numb that first year.
Yes.
And I said, well, thank you for the offer, you know. Thank you for the offer. And when my husband literally had just went, I mean, literally had just, they had just taken him out of, because he was at home when he died. Oh. And so I had a frank conversation with the kids. I don't think, you know, I don't know that
it, I remember.
Something hit me. Of course, I'm grieving and all upset, and something hit me that I had to lead now this family. Mm-hmm. And I said to them, you two can't go crazy on me. Don't go out drinking, drugging, getting people pregnant, whatever. We ain't doing that, because that's what people do when they're in pain.
That's right.
And
that's
I understand
right.
it.
Yes.
But we're not doing that. We're going to mm-hmm. choose to trust God and believe God no matter what. That's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And they're okay.
And they're doing it.
They're doing it.
They're
yes.
doing it.
I mean, they didn't understand it at the time. And the older they get, they will. But I made a conscious decision right there. And have a team huddle. We're not going outside of the Word of God
Amen.
To get through this.
Amen.
That's the gospel we preach, the gospel that Rob preached. Laverne and Edith have preached it all these years.
Right.
And it's still true.
It is still true.
It is still true.
It is still true. And she was healed.
She was healed.
And
hallelujah.
Talking about His healing power. Right?
Yes.
And sharing our healing stories mm-hmm. and heartbreak. And even just the two of you being here today is a testimony to faith, isn't it?
Well, you know, I believe we could definitely be in a lot of other places and a lot, mm-hmm. a lot messed up. I'm so proud of Hannah and my son, Lawson. He just turned 18. He was 16 when his dad went home with the Lord. We had her 20th birthday party
in the hospital. Yes.
He was in the hospital for 30 days. So to say they've been through a lot is an understatement.
Yeah.
But they're making it, they're being healed as we put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hour by hour, you know, mm-hmm. people, man, we were just discussing before we went on air, how I hadn't been here because since 2020, the whole world got turned upside down in 2020.
Absolutely.
Job loss, sickness, just all kinds of trauma
people,
in the home.
Right. People's expectations,
yes.
the way that we lived life, the division, like just mm-hmm. all of
politically,
that.
Politically, so much.
Yes.
yes.
And
yes.
so now more than ever, we need to stick with the Word of God. And we need to say she was healed. Mm. And we need to say God's Word is forever true. We can't go back on that.
That's right.
You know?
But we got to make a decision that we're going to do what it takes to get to Jesus.
Yes.
See. And she also, it says that she had been sick so long and spent all that she had.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, the first punch is how I like to say it. I didn't call it this way in the book. But the first punch is my husband going to be with the Lord when I'm 48 years old. But the second punch would be my son and daughter turning away from God.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy loves to come in. The first punch for the woman was the sickness.
Yes.
The second punch was all her money was gone.
That's right.
So the enemy loves to come in. There's a car wreck. Then the parents end up getting a divorce because of the trauma. Or it's always the collateral damage that the enemy is after.
That's right.
And I have made a decision. There will be no collateral damage
Amen.
From this. There will only be victories in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Yes.
Because read the Bible. Everybody in there had lots of big problems.
So much drama and trauma.
Yeah.
We've got to take a break. Right. We are going to be right back in just a moment right here on Bridges.
Don't miss another episode of Bridges. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today where you can find all of Monica's latest teachings. Just visit youtube.com, search Monica Schmelter, and click subscribe. Once subscribed, click the bell icon to get notified when a new episode is available. Thanks for watching Bridges.
If you want to grow your faith and understand God's Word more fully, then MonicaSchmelter.com might be just the place for you. You'll find all of Monica's teachings on demand, complete with online extras. Get started today, because truth changes everything.
Overcoming obstacles and heartaches is what we're talking about today on Bridges. And my guest, Pastor Shanda Tripp, and her lovely daughter, Hannah Tripp, are my guests. And so glad to be talking to you all.
So
I know that you all have
here.
Really been through it. And yet, Pastor Shanda, you've made a commitment to the Word of God
Amen.
And to continue in your book
Amen.
To talk about She Was Healed.
She Was Healed. She Was Healed is my mother-in-law told wonderful stories. Hannah you know, being a pastor's daughter, what, almost your whole life. Honestly, when she wrote the book, Rob and I both were like, oh, man, we didn't realize these things had affected her as much in the church as they had. So she wrote her chapters pretty much about church people, just to be honest.
You know, and I read one of your chapters, Hannah, when you were talking about how mean church people can be.
Yeah.
And, you know, they leave your church and go someplace else, and then they say all kinds of things, and then they come back. And you said, and the pastor accepts them and loves them and cares for them. But that's a lot for a kid to see.
Right. And I also wrote in there, though, how, yes, people can be mean, but there's a way to not be bitter, but to be better. And there's a way to get through it and not let it affect you. Even though it might have affected me for a second, I got through it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think, Hannah, that's what real life is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things happen. Mm-hmm. They might hurt us. We process. But if we've made that commitment, like you talked about, Pastor Shander, to the Word of God, we come through it better and not bitter.
That's right.
And I'm so proud of you for doing that so young.
Thank you.
And writing this book.
Thank
and just
you.
Think that Edith, your mother-in-law,
would be so proud.
So proud. Looking from heaven, I'm sure, however
that
works. However that works. I don't know.
I know.
We don't know.
I don't know. I bought some books on it over Christmas holiday, different things I'd set and read to the kids a chapter and here and there, you know, which I'd...
Some of the stuff is like weird. But, you know, like, okay.
Yeah.
But to each its own.
Yeah. But it's interesting. You do have a new love for heaven.
Different perspective.
You know, different perspective for heaven.
Well, you know, and it says that we are surrounded by a great
cloud
of witnesses. And I remember when my best friend went to heaven, like for, you know, I just wonder, like, is she looking down on me? And like, what would she be saying? And all of that. And I think you don't know that till you have a big loss.
Agreed. And I heard Sharon Daugherty, you remember her husband, Brother Lord founded Victory, that huge church. And I heard her talking about heaven. And she said that how, and she had scripture for it, but how it's so much closer. It's just a dimension away.
Yes.
It's just right.
Yes.
It's like, wow.
And it's
about
where
that.
We're going to be forever.
Forever.
And because we are so busy and we have so much to do here, my mind is not always thinking about that. Although that is our great reward and hope is to be with Christ. But while we're here, we're doing all of these things. Tell me about the book, She Was Healed. And I know as I've read it, so much scripture loaded with the Word of God.
Well, the Word of God is all we've got. But we've probably been here and talked about it because it was 14 years ago now, but Hannah and I were in a tornado. We talked about that.
Yes.
It was here in Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes.
Several people have died that day. We were buried underneath the house. So it starts with that kind of dynamic story. Hannah was 4 years old and God brought us through that. And then Hannah, of course, tells her stories of, you know, church people. I think people don't realize when you're dealing with your pastor, how the pastor's kids are seeing it or feeling it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
there is a good perspective there
and
that she brought. Yeah.
And people will talk about, well, you know, pastor's kids, they all go crazy. It's like, well, they don't have to go
crazy. Yeah, you make us crazy.
And that's right, Hannah. And people don't realize that.
Don't realize.
I don't think people do it intentionally. Maybe some do.
Maybe some.
I think so.
But most people just think that they're doing right and they see things that they think need to be corrected and they go about it in a really sometimes hostile and mean way.
They
and
get
that's
offended.
Hard.
Is,
yeah.
And they spew out of
offended,
their
offended, selfish.
Yeah.
It's like we're not people too.
Yeah. And I like to say, as far as pastoring goes, we'll move on. But I like to say we're kind of like the fire department, the EMT, the police department. You can treat us any way you want, but we're standing here on the wall ready anytime you know, then you have a need in your life and you're calling, oh, please come.
Right.
Because things are going to happen.
Yes.
Ask me how I know, you know. And so back to the book, we have healing steps after every chapter because I'm also a faith woman from the top of my head, still faith, preach faith, lived faith. But even this situation, there are some things I cannot confess away.
That's right. That's right.
And the faith message very much is our confession, which I believe and stand by. But there needs to be a practical application, how to get out of the situation of being stuck.
Right.
I do everything right. I've been a Christian. I'm sitting here saying it. I've worked for the Lord my whole life. I'm a tither. I'm a giver. All of this thing. My husband was in church every time the doors opened. I can sit here and tell you 25 people I know off the top of my head that do not even serve God, and they've drugged up, done all this stuff, and they're still alive.
I know. Because we don't know everything. We do not know.
So your mind goes through all of this.
Right.
But there is practical steps. You got to make a decision. Most people don't know what they want in life. We got to have a goal. Mm-hmm. So she wanted to be made whole. She didn't want to be sick anymore. So what does that mean for you? Do you want your marriage to be whole? Do you want you to have a household salvation? Do you want to lose 25 pounds? Do you want to have a paid off home? Whatever it is, most people cannot tell you what they want in life.
Right. Because we're so busy dealing with the minute by minute, the day by day, got to go to work, do the laundry, and we're not thinking about what is my goal.
Not being intentional with yourself.
Not being intentional.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So the big picture for last year, of course, the book was already written, but it was to get through last year.
That's right.
To continue in the faith. So you got to have a big picture. So we have practical steps about all that. Hannah has confessions in there. That was one of the way that helped her overcome, still does. Mm-hmm. Some things she's been through, but there are practical applications. It's very difficult sometimes. I'm just going to be honest. Now that I've been on the other side, let me just tell you, for 30 days, my husband was in the hospital. Christian TV. Oh, let me just tell you, it's different. Yeah. When you're the one in the ICU.
Yes, it is.
Y'all, I'll just take a second and say your donations matter. There are people hurting. Yeah. Yeah. The gospel through Christian TV goes into dark places.
It does.
That feet cannot go.
That's
that you can't carry your Bible.
Where the people wouldn't invite us.
That's right. You're not invited.
We're not invited.
That's
but when you're in the ICU,
yes,
people are willing to believe in God, and it's
they're looking
prayer.
For hope.
Yes, they
they're
are.
For hope.
They're looking for hope because they're getting bad reports from doctors, and life is in peril, and so. That's part of
and
the
I
value
of
Christian
so
TV.
And I said, thankful that this family had sown into Christian TV all these years, having no idea that I would need to reap in this way. And I would make sure and have the Christian TV loud when I left the room because I could only be in there a certain amount of time because I knew Rob would recognize the voices.
Amen.
So you just have no idea. It's not just about, you know, the homeless person or the indigent that you think, oh, we hope, we can get the gospel to them. No, there's body of Christ up in the hospital today that needs encouragement. I remember Rodney Hart Brown oh, my goodness. Rob just laid there and cried. I remember one time he's in the hospital. He's like, oh, what a blessing.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah.
So we have no idea the difference that we're making.
That's right.
And the harvest that we had sown into Christian TV.
Yes.
Oh, I can't even tell you. Mm-hmm. And did we not have it on in the lobby and in the foyer, anywhere
the
we had control?
The nurses were like, this is all we're going to be watching today.
Everybody's watching Christian TV. When you're here, we're watching Christian TV. But there is a God who loves you no matter what you're going through.
Yes.
You can be healed. I was healed. I am healed and I will be healed.
Amen.
And so we encourage you to get the book. You can get it on Amazon. You can go to shewashealed.com. Pretty much Walmart.com. Anywhere books are sold, you should be able to get it. Thank you for having us on. Thank you for, I heard 26 years you've been doing the show. Thank you for continuing the gospel light all these years.
Yes.
What a difference you are making.
Yeah. You know, people, as you said, people don't realize.
They do not realize.
We don't think about all the people right now. When you talk about all the things that were going through your hearts and mind, right?
Yes.
With Pastor Rob going to heaven and then your mother in love, going through all of that at the same time. And the devil does work to torment us with lies and, how come this happened and how come they could drug and thug and they're still there? And my God-honoring husband is not. It's why the Bible says, right? Lean not to our own understanding, because we cannot figure this out.
Right.
The woman, she was healed. Think about it. She was breaking every rule and
every
law.
All of that. Yeah.
Think about if you're pushing your way through a crowd, she had to be ticking people off.
Yeah. And then the laws and all that, the religious of that day. Yes.
Because she was unclean.
Yes. Yes.
And because she was a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yet she didn't let anything stop her.
That's right.
She wanted to be healed. And
that's
that's a lesson in faith,
it's
don't you?
It's a big lesson to be determined. And I'm sitting here still determined a year into this. We are making it. We are going to make it.
Amen.
And those of us with us, our church or minute, we're making it in Jesus' name because the word of God is true. I'll just say with Christian TV, one more point. You have these doctors coming in negative. I'm here to tell you, hospitals is a lot of negativity. But you have, whose report will you believe? And when you have that Christian TV, you got that other voice physically.
That's right.
In the room. Mm-hmm. What a blessing.
Yes.
What a blessing.
Yes. And sometimes that's all a person has. Right? Because a lot of people can't get in the ICU. It's a limited number of people.
That's right.
So it's those
24
voices
hours a day that gospel is going
on Christian TV.
In Rob's ear. Yes.
And I remember, Pastor Shanda, all the live streams that you did and that Hannah did.
Oh, yeah.
Calling people to pray.
Yes. Yes.
That's a lot.
I had some of the biggest preachers in the world contacting me. I was so convinced, you know, the Lord's raising him up. This is going to be a revival. I'm telling you, Rob, if you want to know the answer, Rob chose to go be with the Lord. That's what happened. Yeah. Our faith kept him alive, and we had so many miracles. He was not supposed to do X, Y, Z, and he was doing it. Yeah. We bring him home to be healed.
Yes, amen.
He didn't even make it 24 hours. He died. So he chose to go be, we had a nurse there, so it isn't like anything went wrong.
Right.
He
right.
chose to go be with the Lord. Yeah. And when you're in between that heaven and earth, which I think he had been, I don't blame him
because
for going to heaven to be with Jesus.
If we could see heaven,
yes,
right?
That's
because
what
we can't imagine it the way that it
that's
is.
That's what I believe.
You know, I've had people say, well, you probably stand a long line to see Jesus. Mm-mm. So that doesn't sound like heaven to me, right? No long lines there, right?
No.
No stupid stuff. You know, if we could really, if we encountered Jesus
that's
in heaven, we
happened,
would all want to be there.
And I feel like he came home. He knew everything was okay. That was just the feeling. He knew everything was okay. So I know our time is gone, but there's no time in heaven, and we will be together in the morning.
That's right. That's right. We will all, that is our ultimate reward,
hallelujah,
faith and hope. Hannah, thank you for writing this book. She
thank
was healed,
you.
And thank you for coming today.
Thank you.
And Pastor Shanda, thank you. So good to see you.
Our pleasure.
Stay tuned. Monica will be right back.
Don't give in. God's word says you're an overcomer. It takes training. It takes discipline. And so when you're fighting that good fight of the faith, you take your story, whatever it is, and you saturate it in faith, and you fight for it.
Visit MonicaSchmelter.com to schedule Monica to speak at your next event.
If you want to grow your faith and understand God's Word more fully, then MonicaSchmelter.com might be just the place for you. You'll find all of Monica's teachings on demand, complete with online extras. Get started today, because truth changes everything.
Overcoming obstacles and heartaches is really only possible with the help of Jesus Christ. We all go through things in life, and we need God's help. We need his intervention. Even as we talked about healing today, Jesus is our healer. God's word teaches us that he is Jehovah Rapha, which means God, our healer. Our responsibility, our part in the healing equation is faith, prayer, and obedience. The rest is up to God. And there are those times in life that we pray and we cry and we fast. And yet the person isn't healed the way that we pray. And that is heartbreaking. And we remember in those times that God is sovereign. He knows what he's doing. We don't know all things like he does. So we continue to trust. And we continue to invite him into our lives by the power of his Holy Spirit. He says he's close to those that are heartbroken and those that are crushed in spirit. He helps us in and through all things. I'm out of time, but I will see you next time right here on Bridges.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.